They keep the pulse on a culture that is revolutionizing the world. They are the scribes of hip-hop, keepers of the flame eternally in their hands, demystifying the soul. They seem to be the only ones who know what the hell is going on. There are DJ Kinkilla, your boy Kurt G, and E Green. I may be dishing real uncensored nigga talk, but these guys are straight hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Straight
hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. Straight hip-hop. I'm a great provider. I got money. I can pay for stuff. I don't mind that. I'm not a protector. That's where I'm like not that guy. You know what I mean? Like, women, you want every guy to fight for you. That's not me. I'm not a fighter. I won't say that I am. I will never pretend to be. That's not who I am. Prime example, let's say me and you go to the movies, right? We're at the movies. We're having a good time. Out of nowhere, some guy come up, smack you in the face real hard. If you with me, then you just got smacked. 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 Just got smacked.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ Kinkilla.
And we get about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Pastor Blunt. Oh, my bad. I stole that from Kevin Hart now. It's E Color. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Happy New Year.
No doubt.
Happy New Year.
2016.
To here.
You
know how the digest is. We're going to continue to do what we do.
Yeah.
So, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Party Report.
Party.
You know, since it's brand new, we're in the new year. Me and Kurt G got the gear out again.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we busted out the gear
and did a party. So, go ahead and get a party report, the DJ Party Report, G.
All right. So, what happened is our man, Gary, hooked it up and said that he wanted somebody to do a New Year's Eve joint for him. Now, first of all, he was like, New Year's Eve? Usually, we always go over to my brother's crib for New Year's Eve. We always hang out over there every year. But this year, we decided, okay, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go ahead and do this for my man, Gary. So, we hooked it up, and we went over there, got down there in the basement, and hooked everything up, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking there's probably going to be some young folks down here and we got to play this bullshit. But I'm hoping that it was just like his 50th birthday party where we're playing all old school shit and nothing but. And that's what we did, sir. Can you take over from here, sir? What did we do when we got down there?
Well, basically what we did is we did what the fuck we wanted to do. Okay, forget it. Yo, no disrespect, G. Let's just cut to the chase here. We did what the fuck we wanted to do. Play what we wanted to play, when we wanted to play it, how we wanted to play it, in the manner in which we wanted to play it.
Damn.
Yes, I wanted you to take over this party report because you were having a good time.
Nigga,
yes,
what?
The drinks was flowing. The food was flowing. Everything was down there, and it was a great time.
Nigga, it was a great time. I was on the wheels. I was spinning.
This nigga got to spin
dancing.
House music for an hour. He was happy as shit.
What?
He got to spin his house music, nigga. You know he loved spin house.
I'm down there dancing in front of
this
the
nigga,
wheels.
This nigga's shit. Loving it down there. He's spinning his house music like, yes. Niggas is leaving him in his own world over there. I was like, oh, he's happy as fuck.
So in the rare, very rare air that DJs nowadays get to do something like that, I felt a privilege to do it. Swervin, I wish you was there, son. We'd have had mad
good,
fun.
Man.
Yes, yes.
I was there in spirit.
Yes. When you
we'd had a blending competition or some shit.
Exactly.
Oh, we could have had that too, yeah, because we got into old school hip hop. We play all that shit from our air. We spinning hip hop from 83 all the way to 95.
Well, cherish and relish that moment because hopefully another one will come along soon, but you know how it is.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, that's the party report, no doubt. Here we go. First time going to Hip Hop Digest is Rest in Paradise 2, Natalie Cole.
Yes.
Word.
You know what I mean? Rest in Paradise to her, Natalie Cole. In 2008, had been diagnosed with hepatitis C due to years of intravenous drug use. I mean, she did everything. Crack, coke, heroin, the whole joint. You
it's
know,
crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, it's actually crazy. She had to have a kidney transplant as a result of all those things. But we're not going to concentrate on that. We're actually going to concentrate and talk about her as far as in conjunction of her hits. She was a very accomplished singer, even though she was the daughter of Nat King Cole. Around 1975, her first major hit,
This Will Be.
Okay. Uh-huh. Off the same album, Okay, the next hit, Inseparable. Of course, you know it won platinum.
Of course.
And then the next, you know, Sophisticated Lady, Mr. Melody.
Yeah, damn.
The number one R&B hit, I Got Love on My Mind. Okay. As well as the wedding anthem, Our Love. And her biggest hit was Unforgettable, a duet with her father, Nat King Cole. You believe that that joint kicked off? That happened in, when did that happen? Did it happen in 91, 92?
I don't recall what year, but I remember how incredible that was.
Way
that
before that whole Tupac and ODB holograms.
Yeah, but they did. That was video, though.
The way they set that up was flawless, though. Almost the way they set that
up.
Yeah, the way it was set up.
It looked good. You know, I'm just saying, why MCs is thinking, oh, yo, nigga, we got Tupac on stage via hologram, ODB, and whoever else. You know, I know it was video, but still, she has to be pointed as a leader in that.
Or whoever produced it.
Oh, whoever produced it. Yes, whoever was the person who decided to do that. You know, right. So we certainly want to say rest in peace and rest in paradise to her. Actually, and also another one, rest in paradise, goes out to Meadowlark Lemon for 22 years, known as the clown prince of the touring basketball group, the Harlem Globetrotters. Now, what I read and what I found was very interesting. I'd say about from 65 to about 75, those 10 years, there were a lot of African-Americans militant, I guess, said Mellow Lark and the rest of them niggas is coons.
Damn.
Came at them heavy. Now, as a kid in the 70s, I just remember watching ABC Wide World of Sports. They on there playing the Washington Generals. You know, they clowning the shit out of them. It wasn't nothing to me. But the politic-wise of the day, they were considered coons, my nigga. Swerving.
So was and one coons?
Ah, that was the... You
right in on it,
you right on it. I was just wondering if we can say today... Our and one mixtape tours and all of that shit cooning.
All I can say is in the 70s when I was watching the Thrill of Victory and Agony of Defeat, I was loving the Harlem Globetrotters on ABC TV.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't no problem to me. I loved it. It was incredible to me to see what they could do with that basketball.
Gee, is the and one mixtape tour cooning?
I don't
think so. The modern day coon.
I don't think they're coons.
I don't think they are either.
Me, I don't think that.
Oh, okay. And why do you think that they would consider the Harlem Globetrotters chitlin' circuit?
Maybe because of all the flashing of teeth? I don't know.
I guess because the way they were clowning and it was a lot of white people in the audience and they loved it.
It was the imagery of the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's what it was. It was the imagery.
You know, bunch of niggas shucking and jiving for a stadium full of white folks.
But they was balling, though, for real still.
Oh, that's true.
There was a lot of theatrics, but they was balling.
Yeah, and actually, the thing about it is the Harlem Globetrotters, many of the people who played for that team had actually NFL-level talent. And in the earliest days, I read that they had did a two-game scrimmage against the Minneapolis Lakers and routed them. So, indeed, rest in paradise, Meadowlark Lemon. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Chance the Rapper has helped raise $60,000 to buy convertible coats for Chicago's homeless. The money will go towards an eventual goal of buying 1,000 coats, heavy-duty winter outerwear that doubles as a sleeping bag for the homeless citizens of Chicago. Uniquely cold situations in Chicago are hazardous to the people who are living on the streets, and keeping warm is critical. The empowerment plan says that every 1,000 coats would help save the lives and reduce the health care about $60,000 annually. That's your boy Chance the Rapper is going in on that. That is, given the holiday times that we are in, that's not the usual, you know, New Jack City G Money turkey giveaway. Swerving, right. You say.
Yeah, I'm with that. Something that actually means something. You know what I'm saying? Because
something they can use it's more than just one meal. Yes.
Oh, so you criticizing that turkey jump off?
I'm saying the nigga is going to need to eat every day. A right. coat you can wear all winter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That meal only gonna last you for a day or two.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's what's up. Chance the Rapper, who usually otherwise would probably get criticized on this show for some troll shit or some dumb shit. You know, Kurt G gave up the golf clap.
Yes, yes, I would golf clap that. I commend you, my brother.
No doubt. Hey,
no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is, this is strictly for you, son. Swerving, that is. Here we go. Kamil Cosby ordered to give a deposition in the case against husband Pill. I mean, Bill.
Oh, shit.
Kamil Cosby was directed December the 9th to testify at a deposition on January the 6th, 2016, something her lawyers challenged on the grounds that the information from the couple's, this will be information of the couple's private conversations with at least the lawyers are saying, yeah, Bill and Kamil have had private conversations. And you know they have. Now, whether if it was about some of that shit Bill's doing on a D-Lo, who knows? But they think Kamil knows something. And I remember when you was like, damn, B, you got the nerve to bring up Kamil in this shit.
Y'all was saying, do you really think that she knew that he was doing that? And the fact that she was brought in for a deposition really surprised me, because they usually don't, well, the defense side doesn't usually allow for, you know, a spouse to, you know, say something against their partner, do they?
Well, the court ruled against them.
They think C Money definitely knows something.
So
we called her C Money.
I think they know something, but the court ruled against them. Now, to a certain extent, and I got to put this out there, you know, Bill, you know, I'm always criticizing, or was known to criticize Bill, especially how he came at certain aspects of the African-American community. But do I believe that they picking on Bill? Because that goes right into the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Bill Cosby, we like to call him Pill, is charged with the 2004 sexual assault of former Temple University employee Andrea Constan in his Pennsylvania home, free on $1 million bail. Can you believe that shit done? They made Pill do a perp walk and everything.
Yeah.
Hey.
So,
and you slip on that banana peel, nigga.
Oh, it's a huge banana peel.
He's still slipping.
But let me tell you why it's bullshit. Because weeks before the statute of limitations was set to expire, the district attorney came out and was like, the evidence is strong, said Montgomery County Prosecutor Kevin Steele, announcing a single count of aggravated indecent assault. Prosecutors initially declined to prosecute in 2005. Citing lack of evidence. Your boy Pill sound like to me, he getting railroaded, my nigga.
Well, it does sound like it.
Put himself in a position to get railroaded.
Right, right. That's what it boils down to. You know, again, what are we talking, like 40 women or something like that? I mean, I'm not going to
like
sit here
50 women,
say,
son.
Well, but I'm not going to say I know nothing except that old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
I don't know about that, man. You know, I'm so ambivalent, because I've been critical of Bill.
And you've been correct in being critical on him for what you were. It wasn't like you were critical, like, yeah, he out here doing this bullshit. What you were being critical about was what he was verbalizing about the black community that he really don't know nothing about anymore.
Right.
So that is a totally different situation. Do I feel like he's getting railroaded and treated worse than some of these other people that are doing stuff and just getting away with it, still making mad money? Yeah. But you know, I don't know. I have to really sit back and do a King Killer forensic and see and look for media clips. Did he say something fucked up about somebody or do something to catch all this heat? Because Bill was quiet for a minute there. It wasn't nothing going on. But
I guess Bill's quiet because, again, when you get accused of 50 women, and certainly, you know, a lot of these women, the statute of limitation is over with. You got a lot of women who living under the gun right now, and they need some guap. I get it. You know what I mean?
Right. All they need is one conviction.
Right.
All come in with civil cases.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
At the end of the day, Bill probably won't even live to see the fucking trial.
Damn, Curtis.
The stress of this shit is fucking killing him, B. The stress of this bullshit is killing him.
Damn.
Oh, it's my crazy, God. B. That's how fucked up it is. The stress is killing him, son.
Wow.
Oh, I don't want you.
I ain't trying to be King Killer. Kind of I ain't trying to be King Killer Cleo, son. I ain't trying to be King Killer Cleo, nigga. I'm just saying, son. The stress, yo. Can you imagine being the king of the black community? Dr. Huxtable?
No.
You know what I'm saying? No. Dr. Huxtable being the king of the black community and being Mr. Everything and black people looking up to him so on such a high pedestal.
Can I tell you some funny shit?
To now being
though?
Where he's at now and being so embarrassed by this shit.
That's real.
And being so fucked up, the stress has got to be fucking crazy.
That's real.
Well, let me just tell you. Let me just tell you. The stress has got to be added on.
Can't even show his face anymore.
I went to movies to see Creed today, right?
All right, yeah.
And there were some non-African Americans sitting behind us. That's crazy for me to say that, right? Some folks sitting behind us, and they were like, when Priscilla Rashad came on the screen, because she's dude's mom,
Mrs. Huxtable.
They're like, oh, that's Mrs. Cosby.
Oh, no, it's Mrs. Huxtable. Huxtable.
Oh, man. God. They called her Mrs. Cosby. They said, that's Mrs. Cosby.
Oh, wow. Shit. Shout out to Amar Rashad.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so he has affected a whole lot of people.
That's what
lives.
I'm saying, son. He was the face. Niggas used to, they used to go to him to speak at any college or any black college or any type of thing like that. They would come to him to have him come and speak. To now, niggas being ashamed to even be associated with you, don't even want you to even be around them. The stress has got to be amazing on this nigga, yo.
Yo, that motherfuckers was the news. WTOP was down at Ben's Chili Bowl talking about you still going to keep the mural up of Cos?
You see what I'm talking about?
Does he still
eat free? That was one of Ben's Chili Bowl's proudest moments to have his face up on the wall down there.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
You see the sign over there on the one on, what is that, U Street? Nobody eats free but Bill Cosby and the president.
Yep.
Not anymore, my nigga. Bill, damn. That dog is going to cost you.
You're not welcome here.
Oh, God.
That shit's crazy, B.
You know what, B? And when I seen Camille had to give the deposition, yo, I was just like, yo, they really going heavy.
They going after this nigga in a major, major way. And they really That's trying to bring him down. But like I said, he put himself in a position to get brought down.
Damn, I got to see how and why. Outside of doing the alleged acts.
Oh, you're trying to see behind the curtain.
Yeah, because
you want to know who exactly he pissed off to have him come at him so hard.
Yeah, B. Oh, it's always somebody in the face, B.
It's always somebody because it's some certain actor. We won't call his name that's giving chicks AIDS.
Well, look,
or at least trying to give him that.
Right. Oh, we gonna say his name.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, first of all, we're not gonna speculate.
We're not gonna go down TMZ lane. But I'm just saying that you're talking about he's giving chicks a death sentence.
And then number two. See, y'all on that conspiracy brother shit. So we want to get off of that.
I'm speaking facts. If a nigga has got AIDS and trying to give it out.
I know, I get
and,
it.
And ain't letting motherfuckers know he got it.
I get it.
That's a death sentence you giving motherfuckers.
I get it. And he ain't getting prosecuted.
And he ain't getting prosecuted at all.
So.
Don't you fuck with no dogs, though. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
No, we're not.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is producer Young Chop. Claims he's lost over $100,000 from people biting his style. So here we go. Let me read the copy.
That's that shit he don't like.
Yeah, right. And this is written from the Dick Ride blog perspective, so you got to take this to how it's written. Biting has always been one of the deadliest sins of hip-hop. Now, I'm going to stop right there and say probably not since around 1999 has it been a deadly sin. 99 prior? Yeah, probably 99 prior? Yeah, probably. After 99, you could forget about it. But the practice of copying someone else's style has become commonplace in recent years. It's not just MCs who are being bitten by the bite bug, if you will. Its producers also face the same problem. Producer Young Chop, Chief Keef's I Don't Like, and Big Sean's Mala, or however the hell you pronounce that shit. The Chicago representative complained about people jacking his sound and claimed that he's lost a lot of money due to musical theft. And then Young Chop goes on to say, yo, niggas be taking food out my mouth. Lost a lot of money because niggas around me trying to sound like me, trying to be like me, you know, said Chop. I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. this damn. Internet shit going crazy. I'm on the internet seeing Young Chop style this, Young Chop style that. It's crazy to me. I seen them niggas do the same shit to Mustard. I seen them niggas do the same shit to Mike Will. Everybody biting.
And have you seen a beat machine?
Actually, the first comment on the internet was like, nigga, you aren't the only one who can make a beat from Fruity Loops.
Thank you very much. you just stole my thunder. Nigga, when you're using a program that makes 99% of the beat for you, anybody can recreate your style,
ain't
nigga.
Ain't that the truth?
Right. So let me ask you this. Should Johnson & Johnson go after anybody that makes a Q-tip?
Well, I don't.
Ridiculous.
Well, this is the key thing here. This is also comments from the internet. He said, when you put work into your craft, you will eliminate 90% of the biters because they're too lazy to put the work in. Anyone can press a loop on a computer, but only few can put the magic in their music. And this person goes on to cite people who have been copied, but you can always tell their music versus the original. DJ Premier, Teddy Riley, and Jay Dilla. That was the three he used. He was like, those type of producers put the work in. He was like, you got these kids nowadays, Young Chop included, they lazy.
That's why they're getting bitten.
They
so
lazy. They don't want to put the work in. And now the nigga got to sit up there and say, you know, I'm losing a lot of money because the motherfucker on SoundCloud puts Young Chop style done by my cousin Ed.
So it's about money more than your style then, for real.
He don't give a fuck. It's not his style. It's the money.
It's the money.
If, right. If them niggas gave him half the money they got, he wouldn't give a fuck.
Right. Right.
Right. So let me ask you. I'm not a producer, music producer, so I don't know nothing about Fruit Loops and all that, but I would speculate that it's probably limited, isn't it?
Well, the problem is, look, it doesn't matter what you use. You could be using Pro Tools, you could be using Fruity Loops, you could be using Propeller Head, but most of these producers, most kids give and make beats from the surface sounds.
Oh, they don't, that's what I mean.
Right,
yeah.
They don't get into the program and make the program their own. Now,
gotcha.
I'm going to give an example of somebody who uses Fruity Loops or had used or at least used it in the past. I think he still uses Fruity Loops. Ninth Wonder.
Hell yeah.
But nobody's doing what Ninth Wonder is doing on Fruity Loops because he's putting the work in.
Right.
See, you got guys like Young Chop and them. There's a reason why all you keep saying to yourself, damn, why does this shit sound the same? Because all these niggas do not put the work in, and they're using loops that are already made. They probably do very little chopping. I mean, G, you have more experience on Fruity Loops.
Yes. So, and I could make a Young Chop beat today and put it in the background of the fucking show.
Right,
because
the
shit they use
right.
is bullshit.
Do it, he'll sue.
Those niggas ain't doing no work, B. The program does all the work for you. You just get the fucking sound, you put it in there, and you hit the fucking buttons, and that's it.
And you know who really, to me, is the modern-day father of this laziness? I got to take it back to Swizzy. Swizzy was the modern-day father of this laziness. Because I remember when the Korg Triton came out, this nigga took the Korg Triton demo.
Yep, the horns.
The horns off the demo and looped it up. And end up getting sued by Korg and the guy who at work that Korg who wrote the notes for that shit. But the surface sound, all Swizzy was doing was basically is just hitting one button on the fucking keyboard, and he's getting thousands of dollars doing that shit. Lazy. Lazy. He's the father of all this lazy shit. You know? He wasn't really digging. Fuck sampling, looping. You know what I mean? Fuck that. I mean, hell, he's not even using session musicians like Dr. Dre's doing. Oh, that's too much time, too much money.
Give me the factory sounds.
Right, give me the factory sounds.
Damn,
and if you know anything about production, if you don't get beyond the factory demos and the factory sounds, you're not really working. I know these niggas is paid, and I know that's the new modern sound of commercial rap, but damn.
They fucking with prepackaged beats.
Damn, they're not even getting an upgrade.
Man, none of that shit. None of that.
You know what I mean? It's
so
funny.
I don't even want to hear nothing about these niggas talking about people biting their shit.
Because
you bit somebody else's shit. Whoever put that pre-packaged sound in there, that pre-factory shit in there, nigga, you bit they shit.
Right, exactly. Ain't that the truth? So, anyway, Young Chop. pissed. Oh, shit. Anyway, we're going to take a quick customer review break here. There was a very nice person who wrote our first iTunes review.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Shout out to Oni Rosa.
Yeah, someone by the name of Oni Rosa. I hope that's how you pronounce
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
You know we fuck up some names
on
this show.
We'll fuck up your name, but we definitely appreciate your review.
She goes on to say, I've been a fan of the show for almost 4 years. I listen to the show on Stitcher. I listen to them religiously since day one. Such an awesome and honest podcast about the state of hip-hop today. Also a great place to hear some underground hip-hop music that you otherwise will not be exposed to. Very happy the podcast is finally on iTunes. Congratulations, gentlemen, and we wish you much success. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you very much. That was very nice.
Thank Damn, you. I'm going to have to listen to the Hip-Hop Digest.
Yeah, show. I got to listen to that show. What? They've given out shit like that? I like them.
No doubt.
Damn.
But thank you.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Next topic on the Hip-Hop Digest is something that this actually comes from my wife. My wife was flipping through our local Gazette, looking for coupons, et cetera, et cetera. And she comes across this ad, Star Wars Cover Girl. What side you on? You on the light side or the dark side? Now,
the dark side.
People would say, oh, nigga, y'all niggas bugging, trying to take it racial. That's Star Wars, the light side, Luke Skywalker and them. The dark side, Darth Vader. But I was like, damn, yo, really? You know, I guess my wife took it as a, you know, sort of a racial situation, because you obviously had dark-skinned models on the dark side, maybe light skin or white, I don't know, on the flip side of that. I sent the pictures to Swervin to get your critique. What do you think about that, son?
I was kind of split down the middle at first. I was trying to understand, but... You know, I mean, what you going to do? I mean, if you're going to call the ad a bad ad, I mean, I guess, but I mean, what you going to do? Black women need makeup for black women, and white women need makeup for white women. And I guess because CoverGirl does both, and they saw this Star Wars, they just took the opportunity to put it out there. So,
okay, a little cross promotion.
I mean, but I understand, you know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, but I think that you may be reaching
okay.
in that situation.
That's real. Okay. I needed an outside opinion on that. I thought maybe I could have been, well, not really me. I think wifey was sort of like, what kind of ad is this? The light side or the dark side? What do you mean? What side am I on? You know, she took it.
Yeah. You had to read into that. I mean, again, if you are racially sensitive, and I'm not saying Tracy is or you, but if a person is racially sensitive, I can see and understand how that would, you know, get somebody. But if you're looking at it just as the advertisement for what it is, just for what it is, and yeah, I ain't tripping off that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question in retrospect. So you're saying it's not an AT&T monkey situation?
Oh, it's definitely not AT&T fucking monkey sitting in Africa.
It's not even LeBron James hugging up on the white chick.
Oh, okay.
King Kong look. It's not even
that.
Yeah,
I got more problem with that LeBron James than I do with this.
It was like a King Kong look and shit.
Yeah, that King Kong shit. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
But this is CoverGirl situation. Yeah, and I said three times
I didn't
take
it that seriously.
I don't wear makeup, but, you know, you can send me some
checks. I can't get into the mind of the people that actually did it. Maybe they were being thinking it was a ha-ha, under-your-breath funny moment, saying we can get away with this shit because it is light side, dark side, and that's connected with Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It might have been a racial jab, but I'm not taking it that way.
Okay, that's real. That's real. I guess the cover girl, one of the models was that singer. What's her name? Janelle
Monáe.
Janelle Monáe.
She's on the dark side.
Yeah, and she is on the dark side. So. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with Dark Side.
Not to be confused.
I like the Dark Side.
Yeah, not to be confused. Who was that motherfucker who was like, he don't like dark butts?
Oh, man.
Oh, somebody said, I forgot the name. Yeah, nigga did say he don't like dark butts.
Some milk carton rapper and shit. I think he was from Chicago and shit. Some milk carton nigga. Anyway, one of them shit. So anyway, okay, that's real. That's what's up. Star Wars off the hook and shit.
Well, Cover Girl, it ain't Star Wars. They ain't done nothing.
Star Wars ain't done nothing.
Yeah, George Lucas talking about shit, nigga. My wife is black.
Exactly.
I don't get down with that shit, son.
Yeah, I ain't down with
I
that
like
shit.
Dark butts.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck, damn.
Fuck y'all niggas talking about. So Lucas ain't even down, you know what I mean?
He ain't even down with Star Wars no more. He sold that shit.
For dumb money.
Oh, yeah, he got paid.
Like so. He needed it.
Yeah, exactly. He was already fucking crazy rich.
All right, next stop, we go to Hip Hop Digest. It's Rick Ross files new documents in response to child support lawsuit. In papers that was filed in December, Rick Ross asserts that Tia Kemp, his baby mama, has sought to turn their son against him and does not allow the rapper to see the child.
Sound like the shit that 50 said about his baby mama. And now I guess he might be right. His son don't like him, do he?
Tia Kemp filed a countersuit saying the Miami rapper early that she filed an earlier suit saying that the rapper's child support should be raised from $2,800 a month to $20,000 a month, citing God, that he man. Just bought a $6 million home in Georgia. In other court papers that were filed, Rick Ross goes on to say that Tia Kemp, his baby mama, has not attempted to get a job to help support the son.
See, I'm a lawyer. I don't know why this sticks in my craw so much, okay. But it does.
Uh-oh.
It really does.
Why does it stick in me?
It sticks because there's so many deadbeat-ass niggas out here.
Crazy deadbeat niggas.
Crazy deadbeat-ass niggas that ain't even attempting to fucking pay. And crazy-ass mothers that ain't even trying to take their ass to child support.
Mm-hmm.
And you got niggas that's paying, and every time they make an extra penny or buy something or make a purchase, you want to take them back to court to get more money, as if the money you ain't getting is more than most motherfuckers make in a month.
So can I ask you a question? Earlier, you made a comment saying that cats, you know, always do some shit to job, keep them in a jackpot.
Right.
Ross never keep his money in his pocket. He always flashing his money on videos. He's always flashing his money in interviews.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Oh, well, wait a minute, B. That's an example.
I understand that he's putting money out there, so she says he's making all kinds of money.
Right. The judge is going to look at videos, and the judge is going to see this nigga with an ankle bracelet from house arrest throwing money in the pool and shit. I mean, B, that's a factor.
It is a factor, but I'm looking at it like I don't care how much money he makes. It's if you're getting paid more money than most people make in a month and you can take care of your damn child.
Oh, Tia Kemp getting money.
She's getting bread. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting money and then you can, because I don't give a fuck if he's making billions of dollars in one month. Every time he makes an extra penny, you want more money? It's like, what the fuck is that? As if you're not making enough already. And he says she ain't got no job.
So swerving, so you got the yes, mom sir. Who's saying I need more money. Okay, Ross is saying, "Well, bitch, get a job, okay?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but then you got Ross flaunting money. Now there is some fiduciary responsibility. Yeah, I don't understand why she's not working. I got a problem with that.
Because she's wanting to take care of her.
I got a problem with that.
That's the problem. It's not mommy support. It's fucking child support.
Yeah, but that is mommy support de facto.
Fuck that. I'm taking care of my child. I'm not taking care of your ass.
Swervin', help me out here. Try to see what's the middle ground here. What are we missing?
Well, the middle ground is what the fuck the court, what the court states should be it. Say, let's just take it away from stars. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say if it's a regular person, we win the Powerball. And we were already paying $600 a month, let's just say.
Right.
And you hit the Powerball. I mean, you've been separated. You 2 years in making payments to child support. And you hit the Powerball. I mean, so what do you do? You got to give more now?
And from my point of view, I'm saying you shouldn't have to give more. Court ordered more. But as being the parent, if I hit the Powerball and I'm only making $600 a month payments, of course I'm going to hit my child off with more money. But that's me. I know most niggas be like, fuck that bitch. So I'm sending her $600 a month. That's what she's supposed to get. And so she's going to end up taking the nigga to court saying he just hit the Powerball for fucking $200 million. I want more money.
See, I think the problem is that Ross, for all his money, and this is where I got a problem with Ross and why I think a bulk of these niggas is getting jammed up. Ross make enough money. Why isn't he filing for a petition to get fucking custody? I speak from an experience.
Because he doesn't want custody.
I speak. See, there you go. Now I got a problem with that because I speak from experience, my nigga.
I'm
my
right there
oldest
with you.
Nigga, I went and got custody, my nigga. I got a fucking lawyer. Okay? Point blank. Okay? So Ross make enough money. Fitty, I don't give a fuck who it is. These niggas make enough money. All that baby mama shit would be put at an end. If you step up,
she ain't working.
And she ain't working, nigga. I'll be at the court talking about she ain't working. She already getting damn near $3,000 a month, and she ain't working. I want fucking custody. She ain't fit.
Well, you sound like you need to be. You were on Kurt G's side right there, because.
Well, I'm on Kurt G's side. I'm on Kurt G's side when it comes to getting the ultimate responsibility and getting your seed. If you don't want to deal with baby moms asking for $20,000 a month, get custody of your child, nigga. See, these niggas don't want to pay up the money, but they don't want custody neither.
They don't want to get. They don't want custody,
which
want
makes to, them poop what, butt niggas.
Exactly. They don't want custody of the child because they don't want to. They don't want to give up. They don't want to give up their lifestyle. See, that having a child means you got more responsibilities. You can't be hanging out in the strip club all fucking night with your child.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? You need to go home to your fucking child.
So,
but if the brother man can do it better than you can, let him. Don't sweat him, dude.
Oh shit!
I just don't understand. I know that shit just sticks in my craw for some reason. Well, I just don't know why.
It doesn't seem right, Kurt.
Doesn't seem right if you're already paying and then you're gonna take me back for more just because I make more money. What does that mean? You're just gonna keep taking me back every time if I get a raise at my job? You're gonna keep taking me back?
I'm just
and you're already
saying,
getting money
as a personal, you know, straight from the horse's mouth. I done been through that, but I was like, fuck that. I'm getting a lawyer, and I'm getting custody. Bang.
I had the same situation, nigga.
Okay.
I had custody of my son.
All right.
And never looked back.
All right. So, here we are, 100. Now, I don't know if the ladies who listen to Hip Hop Digest, they got something to say about that, but when it came right down to it, we got custody. So
I got custody of my son because I wasn't dealing with the bullshit. Straight up and down. Because the situation was, my son was wilding because she got a new husband, and the new husband and my son was butting heads. So she wasn't dealing with it no more, and I got tired of her calling me and me have to get in between the bullshit. I'm like, well, give me custody, and I'll cut all that bullshit out.
Give us free.
Exactly, and I got full fucking custody from that point on. I didn't want to hear no more shit about it.
All right. That's what's up. All right, so Rick Ross is—he's a poop butt.
Yeah, he's not a poop butt because he is at least paying the $2,000, whatever it is, a month that he's paying.
Well, he's still a poop butt, though. Then stop crying about it, nigga.
He's a dumbass because he keeps showing all this money and doing dumb shit with the money.
Right.
He's a dumbass on that point, but I'm backing him when it comes to that motherfucker just taking you to court for just every penny you got.
Right.
Like, you make an extra penny, I'm taking you back to court. Like, what the fuck is that about? It's not like I'm paying you $2 a month.
Mm. All right, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Drake and Fetty Wap dominate Billboard's year-end rap and R&B charts. It's funny when I say that shit. Rap and R&B charts, like, really?
They're together now, B.
Like, I mean, it's like I need to take an antacid and shit.
No, you don't, because they ain't like they're saying hip-hop beats, so don't even worry about it.
It's rap and R&B. It's all one.
Fetty Wap was named top new artist and had the top streaming song with Trap Queen. Even saying that, Trap Queen, wow, it is the height of irresponsibility that we don't have African-American parents out there saying, you're not going to play a song with drug references as pertaining to my daughter, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Trap Queen.
Damn near every
it's
one
drug
of these
references.
Songs has drug references.
Okay,
it.
I'm just telling you.
Fucking
they
say
it themselves.
Nigga. Dabbing alone, nigga.
I know, ain't that the truth?
It's drug references to all of this shit.
Drake, who was also named top R&B, and I'm glad they put R&B first, and hip-hop artist, got the top airplay, album, etc. for his album. I'm not going to read that. He doesn't need any promotion from us. Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, was in the top R&B Billboard
shit,
song.
You hear that song?
Wiz Khalifa's a walking drug
Yeah,
reference.
I heard that.
B, that shit was ridiculous. I mean, come on, B. That's pop.
B.
That's what he is, though.
That's what he is.
Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
That's the kind of shit that bothers me when they.
Wiz Khalifa.
I heard that song. I saw him perform it. I'm like, for real?
It's not like Wiz Khalifa's hiding from being pop. He wants to be pop.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he might as well be with Taylor Swift.
He wants to be that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's amongst them. He wants to be that. You see that nigga with the New Year's ball dropping and shit?
Look, let me tell you something.
It's all out there.
As the new year is, as the new year has dawned, we should on a Hip Hop Digest, you know, commit to keeping up the pressure that none of these guys really have anything to do with a culture of hip hop, and
that's not a problem.
And try to influence people into getting them their own name on something different, because these guys, none of these guys are really MCs like that. They're really not.
I don't have a problem with them going pop or none of that.
And I
do
know Aubrey fans would be like, "Oh, Aubrey got them bars, killer." I don't know about Fetty and Wiz, but Aubrey got them bars, son. I can't stand you old fucks. Aubrey got bars.
He's got bars of soap in his
what,
in his
on
bathtub.
His windows.
But he doesn't. He's got bars in his mind that he might have to use.
So yeah, I mean,
should the time come,
I get it. How a young boy would be all pissed off, and then next thing you know, into this whole trolling thing and shit. And just to put this out there in full perspective, I hate to get off the subject real quick. I don't troll. I don't even know how to troll. Just to put that out there in full full disclosure. So, but
I know how to deal with trolls, though.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't even know how to. Hell, I just learned about what trolling was after I got trolled, and Kurt G was like, "You just got trolled, nigga." So that's, you know what I mean. That's what's up. Swervin, what leftover things you got jumping?
Oh shit, man. On Twitter, was it okay. D-Boy? I believe on D-Boy on Twitter asked if we thought he was bugging because he thought Elzai's Illmatic was better than Nas's Illmatic.
Ooh. Well, put it to you like this. I thoroughly enjoyed Elzai's version of Illmatic.
I as well.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I enjoyed
right,
it.
Right.
But you have to always remember there's a hard role here. That's why we call people ahead of us. You know, we honor them, whether it's Parliament Funkadelic or James Brown, because when we loop their music, when we sample their music, that's their music, and we acknowledge that. They're the gods. They're ahead of us, okay? As good as a good job as Elzai had done, he's got Nas is the god because he did it first. That's his album. That's a rule. That's a hard rule. You can't, you know, there's a lot of people who do a lot of things very well. You know, I believe like Mary J. Blige covers certain songs very well. But if it's an Aretha Franklin jump off, who's the head of the class? Aretha Franklin. That's right. A hard rule. You can't break that rule. So
that'd be like the Roots redoing Sally?
I don't give a fuck who it is.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who it is.
What I will give them is that the Elzai Illmatic album sounded better. Because Will Sessions and them, those beats and the way they did it. They replayed those beats.
Oh, it was sonically.
Sonically, it sounded
sonically
beautiful.
Pleasing.
I enjoyed the hell out of that.
But everybody from Q-Tip, the Large Professor, who sampled the original joints and did the arrangement, got the gift. They're the head of the class.
They are the head of the class, but I'm saying that album sounded better than Illmatic. Because sonically it sounded better.
I know where you're going with that.
Because the way it was played. Right, technically,
that's
yes.
That's some engineer shit.
Yeah, right,
that's
right.
Some
that's
snobbish.
Where I'm at. But sonically it sounded better. But as far as lyrically, I respect the hell out of Elzai. Elzai is very nice, but come on. Yeah, at that point in time, Nas,
know,
my
B,
goodness,
that's that high end. That's that Grey Poupon shit, nigga.
I'm on it. I will agree that album, somebody tells me that album sounded better than the original, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. It sounded better. But as far as it, as far
we're
as
not
the
talking
MC
about
on
sound.
It, we're not talking about
MC,
sound.
Talking about totality.
Right. Totality? No. No, no, no. Mm. On the totality, no.
I don't know about that, B. I disagree. But I know where you're saying it because from a, I know where you said
because the way Will Sessions and them hooked that up and the way that they played it, they switched into the they go from that regular beat and they end up with an Earth, Wind & Fire beat track at the end and where they just kept flipping the beats and shit.
No,
I was like, oh my
crazy.
Goodness, this okay. Shit is crazy.
It's crazy. What's up? All right, Kurt G, you got it together?
Oh yes, sir. I do have my shit together.
Here
this
we
week.
Go. The my 2016 Go In Kurt G albums of the week.
Yes, sir. This week we got Pearl Gates, Diamond Mine, and we got Ivy League. The Ivy League. And our the instrumental joint is Apo the Dog or Apple the Dog, Boogie Nights.
All right, here we go.
Yo, can I bring up one of King Killa's top albums from last year?
Oh, please do.
Can I bring up Cherry Bomb and the fact that
did you listen to it?
Ride, I just did. I listened to that shit.
Yes, sir. What do you guys think about it?
And I have mixed feelings because I want to tell you first and foremost, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Wow.
I was like, God damn.
You're gonna make me listen to it now. You said you enjoyed it.
I'm avoiding
you having to listen to that shit. But you're saying you enjoyed it.
A lot of people are talking about that. You know, we're getting questioned. King Killers getting questioned about that.
I am
on Twitter. But
because we're taking Tyler, the creator, at his on the surface of what he is. And looking at him and saying the shit that's coming out of his mouth,
he's a dickhead.
But there ain't a whole lot of. I don't even want to listen to that shit.
Oh, Tyler.
But wait. Let me just finish.
But wait.
I don't know how to classify it though. I don't know if I can actually say it's a hip hop album. I don't know if I could say that. The music itself is like listening to Roy Ayers. B. I'm just putting it out there. It's like Roy Ayers came in the lab and just made a dope ass recent album to me. And look, there's a couple of joints in it that's kind of weird, a little bit.
Shout out to Adam Sands, Nick Simpleton, Vermont. He sent us a thing on Twitter. I remember reading that about. Did you see him on the Sway show? And he was horrible. I guess I'm kind of high end and snobbish myself. What it was about this Cherry Bomb was the production.
Yeah,
I like some of the concepts as far as about what he was rapping about, but I like that in the same way like I like Quasimodo or I like MF Doom. You know what I mean? So
not that Tyler Perry is in either of their category on that album.
No, make that clear. But what I'm saying is that I just like that in a character sort of way. But it was music first for me and the production first. Now, Tyler Crater, he's one of these young guys. You know, he's an asshole. He's a trolling asshole. I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not into him. I'm not even going to big him up like that other than the fact that I listen to the music
King
a lot.
Killer, you know your voice holds weight, nigga. When you tell people that you like something, they going to go out and check it out.
Curtis, you're going to like it, B. You're going to like it a lot.
I'm not going to say I guarantee it like that suit dude that got sued,
but you're going to like it.
I'm going to go ahead and, by next week's show, I will have listened to it, and I will give my report on it.
It's controversial because Tyler, the Creator, again, is a meathead.
If you didn't know it was Tyler, the Creator, you would be like, damn, that's a dope album.
Yeah,
I'm going
exactly.
to listen to it this week. I'm going to listen to it this week, and then I will let y'all know next week because I was avoiding it. Because like you said, you're looking at this kid and the shit that he says and just the antagonizing way that he treats people and the things that he does. You're like, I ain't fucking with this nigga like that.
Yeah,
they say, you're an asshole. I'm not fucking with him like that. But if you're saying that his music is like that, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna check the Cherry Bomb. I'm gonna check it.
You're gonna like it. You're gonna be King Killer B off that. What's Chewy? You're gonna be off that.
All right. So I'm gonna do what I do. I'm gonna separate. Gonna separate this nigga and
there you go.
Just listen to the music.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. So before we get out of here, Kurt G wants to do the bucket again.
Oh yeah. Because our kid.
Yeah, because we missed on
Gary,
the last one.
Yeah, Gary Martin. That was his name. I'm getting ready to throw this. Gary Martin, you missed out, sir. I'm throwing this in the trash.
Okay, he's done.
All right. So I'm shaking. Get a name out of there, sir.
Okay, so we pick a name out of there. Oh damn.
I just dropped the fucking bucket on the floor.
But I got the tag out.
Butterfingers.
I got the tag out, though.
Grab one before I drop that shit. Shit's funny.
I reached in there, oh shit spilled everywhere. All right, who we got here? Let me uncork this. Okay, Mr. Merv, welcome.
Mr.
You're the
Merv.
Next guest on the Hip Hop Diaries.
What's up?
All it's right. been a long,
long time coming.
No doubt.
So there we go. That's it. That's all new year.
I gotta pick all these fucking things up off the floor and put them back in this damn bucket.
Okay, there we go. New year, new shows coming up. You know how we are, Hip Hop Digest.
Oh, no doubt. And I know we said Kumo D last year,
I don't know.
But my man said he was chilling for the end of the year, but he's with us very soon. So be prepared for the Kumo D interview coming up.
That's what's good. So, all right, I guess we'll see you when we see you.
All
no
right.
doubt.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
We did it! Barry Switzer.
All right. pick this shit up off the floor.
Sending the cleaning crew. Yo, that fucking movie Creed, they had a lot of Meek Millie in that shit.
That was all Philly, though. I watched it.
Yeah.
I watched it, too. Yeah, it was mostly all, it was all Philly shit in that movie. It was all Philly. It wasn't bad.
Fucking motorbikes and shit.
Yeah, that's Philly. That's Philly all day. Them no niggas doubt. Riding the motorbikes and shit. Matter of fact.
Oh, these gentrified
I got Creed right here.
Okay. I need that.
Yeah, I got it on my neck right now.
Yo, the motherfuckers, gentrified motherfuckers in Northwest and shit was complaining because I got DC on that motorbike shit now. And motherfuckers riding. Yeah, DC niggas was riding up
oh,
down
yeah,
the
yeah,
street.
Oh, yeah, them niggas, you know what?
Them white motherfuckers is.
I'm going to tell you like this. If we would have been on air, I'd have blew them niggas up, though. They was being some assholes, yo. Them Ooh. Niggas, them motorbike niggas was being straight ass. They locked down the fucking highway, doing fucking wheelies and spinning out. Niggas blocking traffic. You can't even get past these niggas. They locked people down on purpose.
Me,
so you couldn't get past them.
Curtis,
me, them white
Black Lives Matter assholes then?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Because they block
because all black lives block all Black Lives Matter at all times. No matter who the fuck kills them. Black on
but
black
I'm
or whoever.
They blocking traffic, though.
Yeah, you right.
You're right. Get the fuck down to the police station and block them motherfuckers. Don't block traffic. Niggas is trying to get
That's
home.
That's what I'm talking
all
about.
All I know is
assholes.
That. But all I know that is shit. That them it's only a traffic. Problem. It's only a problem. And I got to give Igri 100. It's only a problem because white folks says it's a problem. Okay? You got a long history of dirt bikes in the inner cities. Philly being the ones who really started that shit.
And Baltimore, right.
And B-more niggas do it now. D.C. niggas is doing it. And I would assume it's going to spread. But as soon as we gentrify white folks and shit, yo, nigga, we did the party riding through fucking Northeast and shit. You know how Riggs Road and all that shit used to be all gutter and shit. Yeah. Nigga,
shit
they got a big
the
ass clean the fuck up
got
Walmart,
a Walmart over
down
there
that
and every
bitch.
Damn thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. That shit look clean as a motherfucker.
Heads cracked, though. You know how it is. You know the temperature out there.
Well, I'm just saying, yo, so that's what I'm saying. Did they interview nothing but white folks? Oh, I looked out my window and I couldn't believe the sound I was
all
hearing.
All that noise.
Yeah, exactly. It's shut not, the
I
fuck
I didn't have a problem with the noise. The problem is these niggas blocking traffic.
Nigga, they gonna block the traffic.
Yo, you locking down fucking traffic and not letting nobody get by. You blocking traffic for a fucking mile. Niggas is blocking fuck up. They can't move. Because and then
I
they
saw
decide
that
to,
on the web.
Right, and then they decide they want to move and let everybody go. It's like, what the fuck is that about? You locking
know,
down
B.
traffic, B. That's the only problem I don't have. I have the noise and them riding their bikes. Fuck that. You can do that all
okay,
day.
Okay, so check this out. So you mad about the traffic, right?
I'm mad about okay, them. Okay, I'm mad about them locking down the traffic and being assholes about it.
Okay.
It's like me standing in that door
okay,
and holding it and not letting you out.
But hold up, though. Okay? Nothing would have been done about that. They only did something after white folk, gentrify white folk down there did was pissed.
Of course.
Other than that, they wouldn't have did anything about it, B.
And that goes back to
that Black Lives Matter.
B, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm agreeing with you 100 on that shit. They only saying something because white people said something about it. I agree with you 100. I'm just saying that's still being an asshole. They were blocking up black people, white people, fucking Spanish people. It's assholes blocking traffic. That's my point. You motherfuckers is blocking traffic and that's some bullshit. That's my only point. You niggas is blocking traffic and that's some fucking bullshit.
Had them bust into a spiritual.
You blocking down traffic and that's straight up bullshit, nigga.
Man, Curtis,
that's what I got a problem.
I'm with you, but I don't just look at the bikers like that. I look at the whole Black Lives Matter. I look at the fucking IMF motherfuckers.
I'm with you.
Regular ass traffic.
I'm nigga. I'm with you for 100 on that Black Lives Matter shit because all Black Lives Matter, no matter if fucking Pookie kill him or fucking Officer Ricky kills
him. So that's why
I don't give a fuck.
So
Black Lives Matter to me.
So I guess to me, when you say something like that, I guess I'm waiting to hear the other side of the opinion on, well, what's your opinion about, A, number one, the district government, who wouldn't have done anything about it unless white folks complain. Once the gentrified white folks complain, oh, we better get a unit down there. We better get a fucking unit down there.
They would have done something if the fucking black community wasn't off that stop snitching shit. If black people would fucking call the cops,
niggas ain't calling the cops and saying, these niggas out here blocking up traffic on these bikes and fucking up the street.
You mad
I can't
white
get
people
by.
Calling the cops? Fuck it.
That's what
black
they do.
Call the cops too.
That's what they do. white people are going to call the cops. Matter of fact, white people.
How many times I tell you I call the cops on them fucking boys smoking weed that used to be in the fucking little kids' park? I, Irvin Green, called 211, not 911, but 211, a non-emergency call to get them cops to come get them niggas.
Not Tapper John.
But you smoking nigga, around I'm kids. Not,
when I smoke weed, I was in my garage. I wasn't sitting on the fucking swings and the fucking sliding board.
At the park,
fuck
nigga.
Get out of here with that.
But then a white guy next door could have been like, you know, Irv, I'm smelling marijuana. I don't want to smell it anymore. I don't want to smell that because.
Fuck you.
Oh, see.
I'm smoking in my house, nigga. In my garage, nigga.
Exactly.
If you're smelling my weed, swing. Then you're too fucking close to my house, nigga.
Exactly. Nigga, I'm in my yard where the fucking shit own goes up in the sky to infinity. So
you know what? That
remind
me of one night when that motherfucking white man tried to step in my yard. Yeah, remember that night? Fucked up, yo.
That damn. Like, we was out here just talking this shit. We kicked shooting the shit after the show. Matter of fact, we was after the show. And then I was out getting ready to go out to the car. And he came out with me. And we were just out there talking before I got in my car. And damn, white guy. He's in his window, lives back a couple houses over somewhere, and he's in his window just looking at us and shit. I guess damn. Out there talking. But we couldn't see him. We weren't paying attention to him.
Yeah.
But that's where he came from. So he comes down, and he's coming around, and you guys are being loud out here, and you're making a lot of noise.
Nigga, wow. I was like, this is my fucking yard. You need to get out of my fucking yard and shit. Oh, man, what?
Damn.
I feel
you almost had to stand your ground, huh?
I'm saying, right? Right?
Damn.
Oh, he never stepped up in the driveway, though. He stayed down there on the sidewalk.
He stayed down on the sidewalk and shit. I was waiting for his ass to march up in the driveway and shit.
Y'all probably look smaller from down the street.
from standing up in his window, we look small when he's up there. On that third floor window, we look real small down there.
So
he got a little closer and said, wait a minute. Well, you guys are being pretty loud out here.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. That's what's up. All right, son.
All right, y'all. That was up. Another one in the can.
Yep. All yes, right, sir.
Baby. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do they really love you? Do they ever tell you? Do they always come through or do they always fail you? Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Do they really love you? Do they ever tell you? Do they always come through or do they always fail you? Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Friends can be nothing more than your enemies. Even in your family, see kings like me, corner boys with white tees and that white. We come from insanity, where they murder motherfuckers for the vanity. So superlative, they abandoned me. Didn't even realize they ain't stand with me. To the imaginary players called a man on me. And that was rent money. Had to throw my pack, I was slipping. Nah, I thought my brothers had my back, I was tripping. Singing like a pigeon, still ended up in prison. Coming home early, cause the motherfuckers snitching. Lost my loved ones to the streets and the system. Their stories and mistakes fed me plates of the wisdom. Now I pour truth over beats, give you vision. Ask yourself this before you fuck with them. Do they really love you? Do they ever tell you? Do they always come through or do they always fail you? Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Do they really love you? Do they ever tell you? Do they always come through or do they always fail you? Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Do they really love you?
Love you, love you.
Term friends tends to overstate it. Friendship is overrated. I'm kin with a kindred if no relation. I know the snakes by the slither. Remember me from Facebook friend requests. Fake kind of niggas. I couldn't put a name with your face by your Twitter. I'll take it personally if I skate by your nigga. I hate lying niggas and you know who you are, but I don't. So I don't owe nobody a bar. I was trying to get a job and I couldn't get a reference. trying to go to college, but I couldn't get accepted. Violated twice, so I couldn't get arrested. Reaching out the radio and couldn't get requested. So where the fuck was you when I was looking for connections? You can get a hook and never book me for a session. That's a Garcia left, never look in your direction. I close both eyes while you looking at perfection.
Do they really love you? Do they ever tell you? Do they always come through or do they always fail you? Do they really love you? Love you, love you. Do they really love you? Love you, love you. Do they really love you? Do they ever tell you? Do they always come through or do they always fail you? Do they really love you? Love you, love you. Do they really love you? Love you, love you. A friend can be nothing more than a leech to me. Even if they family, see kings like me. Third eye open so I see. The foul shit so quick it ain't a thing to me. To cut them off, no sweat off my brow or my pocket. Phone stay blowing cause I'm soaring like a rocket. Do they love you or hit you when they think they get a profit? Tired of the bullshit games, they need to stop it. Never hear from them, only if they get benefits. So if you hit me on the phone, bro, I can't give you shit. Take it how you want, but you don't ride for me. You just lied on me, and you can spy on me. But life ain't free, homie, I work hard to feed my family. Yo, I thank God I have the means. Brothers need to get up off they dean. I show you how I get it, before I give you any cream. Any cream, any cream. Doesn't matter if it's Muhammad or Jesus or in a church, mosque or temple. The idea's simple. A lot happens for a reason. Learn to recognize the symbols, the signs, it's consignment, the stars in alignment. Gotta pay for what you owe. Take advantage of the flow. Either law of attraction and focus or it's prayer. You putting faith in a power not physically there. But to believe in nothing's ignorance, the highest degree. Who breeds vigilance, adapts to the scene. Yeah.
People think because I'm not any religion, because I'm not a Christian, because I'm not a Muslim, that I don't believe in God. That's not the truth.
And I'm not disrespecting anybody's religion. Please forgive me if it comes off like that.
I think it's one God. I think it's all the same God.
So when I say God, I know what that is for me, you know, but God could be different for everybody else.
As God's people progress, the message stayed behind. Now I'm chilling back in a Meccan state of mind. What you claimed divine was all sculpted by their design. Like that white Jesus to make the colored folks stay in line. And I asked my homies, would your dean stand up in court? When you drink, smoke, screw, slang dope, but you don't mess with pork. Faith means believing it too. Not following just the teachings that's convenient to you. And I'm not trying to be preachy, I be doing it too. But in the open, just cause they wrote it, don't mean that it's true. Every holy book is written by man, apostles. Though man is imperfect, we take their word as gospel. I speak to the Lord, never theologists, cause they don't care about the people, just war and politics. And what I found is this, our cause of damnation. And God's meaning seemingly lost in translation.
And a lot of these people that are religious, they don't even know the history of what their, you know, religion is.
It's bad to assume that everyone needs religion, and there's just religious folks who think that everybody needs it.
It makes sense that if you're good in your heart, then you're closer to God. But if you're evil, then you're closer to the devil. That makes sense. I see that every day.
Yo, I was raised with religion. Claim to be living devout. Faith as a Christian. Felt caged in a prison of doubt. Crazy and driven. Tried to stay with it. Figured it out. Made a decision to explain just what it was about. Chasing a vision to what living's allowed. Pages were missing. I was praying to what isn't around. That got me straying on a different route. Faced with the vision, I was placed in a position where the sinners are found. I hope I hear it when the winners announce. Faith and forgiveness are the basics of the business. All the gimmicks get out. I feel I'm innocent, even if I have cynical doubts. Cause there's a limit to what I mimic from ministers' mouths. But don't consider this foul or blasphemous, it isn't now. It is just the difference in how we practice our spiritual prowess. Some try to live it the loudest, others hold it inside. I guess we'll never really know till we die.
Yeah. Okay. Blame said half for your thought and half for your heart. I mean, people doubted Noah when he was on the ark. So you gotta understand the position we play in this world and how so many souls get turned and lost. I paid the cost, I got my own mistakes and own deeds, but I understand some things about my deen and I'm thankful for it. Though you may consider me as an ignorant poet that don't know it. See, first, learn about his sand, then connect it with your Isnan. You might understand then. God said he sent the holy man to every holy land. So why we out here stuck on contraband and many scams? Women naked on the TV and the cam is watching us every time we move. They got a God complex, but only the Most High can see all that we do and how we really move.
I'm not trying to steal that love and compassion from anybody. I'm not trying to take any religion away from people at all. I just tell them all the time that unless your religion makes you a better person, unless it makes you less judgmental of people's lives, if it makes you more generous, if it makes you look at people and say, hey, you know what? What if I was that person? What if I grew up like that? Then it's ennobled you. But if it makes you more pretentious, if it makes you say, I just have the real truth and everyone who doesn't believe in what I believe in is going to hell, then your religion has failed you as much as you failed that religion, in my humble opinion.
Got a better reason to kick my own heater. Bigger like Anita, put me on speakerphone. When everybody can see us, I'm like Black Jesus. Zone, on the throne like a preacher. Set it back a couple years like a frail teacher. Putting something in the air, nah, it ain't a chemtrail. Leaving clues for Jesus and square meters is ill. Both hands on the wheel, keep speeding.
Yeah, this the shit that make your hands go aerial. Coming out your stereo, blind you at the show. I don't rhyme, I glow, I remind you of a Paul Berrio. More like Dr. Death when I rock a set. Get props, respect, except for the cops who sweat. The technique confused, thinking I'm popping text from blocks with stress. Kill you faster than a bullet will. Say you don't want no problems, but they pull it still. With some had heart, most couldn't feel. Well, if you see anger, bet the danger bill. Simmer down, halls dimmer, stories are grimmer now. Sink, swim, or drown. Fake friends, no David swimmers round. Wolves hound you, this the great. After you hear the sound, 50 rounds, bodies get found. Hope you don't hit the ground. Made it out, took notes, peep how I'm living now. I thank the hood for showing me how to kill a crab.
Basically, I don't think my shit stank. You on the block, I'm overseas spending Swiss francs. And my passport proves I can't sit still. Shit's real when your girl know I'm a big deal. We teaming up and you are who we not picking. Story of my life, I like it when the plot thicken. Looking for flaws, dog, you got the wrong nigga. I'm who they find when they trying to make their song bigger. Strictly. And it's EMC all day. You a beast, yeah, yo, that's what they all say. You teaching class, I'm in the hallway. My little nigga Pearl Gates is a problem, that's what the blogs say. Yeah, Strickland from the mid-whizzle. Piping hot, just stop and watch the kids sizzle. And yeah, this joint is like a celebration. Ben knew he was nice, we about to tell a nation.
Rick Fuller, inhale, thick Buddha if she bad. And she roll, then I'm giving dick to her. I'm ice, rink cooling, fun's fat. Think Jewish, lungs black, six viewing. You could tell I've been brewing. Mine's been new, it's the kid with the platinum mouth. Gold chain, hip hop, got me cashing out. Paint a picture even more stunning when I rap it out. Hooks is real, even Mayweather backing out. Swinging like it's Ronda Rouse. Listen, this is on the house. Tripping every time I get you lifted like a pound of loud. Fight status on time, catch me at the roundabout. Take it mine, same time last shit was counted out. That's a 360. Nike Air, Chris T's. Make a woman in each of the seven seas miss me. This the sound that make you wanna believe Ripley. Straight magic, whole world gotta have it now.
Wow.
Cuatro, close your eyes, open your mind to the ways and thoughts of mankind. So long ago were the days, you know, when you couldn't get the rhythm in stereo. A man with knowledge, a man with taste, came along. He had some bass, he had some highs, and he had some lows. And this is how the story goes.
Now not long ago, and I want you to know, man invented the stereo, a new creation of communication to all the people in the nation. Blacks, white, Puerto Rican, Japanese, and even Chinese. Everybody was pleased by the things they play and the things they say. People listen every day, and up to this day you can hear them say, music is the only way. It's for the happy, it's for the sad. Now you know, it makes you glad. There's some that's fast, there's some that's slow, but when I'm on the mic, this is what I know. You walk down the street and what do you hear? Music everywhere, because music is a thing that I can't resist. So when I hear music, I say a little something like this: that if it comes to the day that the blind could see and the deaf could hear, they'll vote me the man of the year, cause then I rock on the mic. Yes, I rock to please all. So come on, fly girls, let's have a ball, cause here I am, alive and well, rocking to the rhythm, hoping you can tell. Rocking to the rhythm of the music, man. Rocking to the rhythm till you understand. Yeah, I am cool as can be. I'm the man, I'm Stevie G. Rocking the message back to back, guaranteed, because we got it like that. Cause the time is now, the time is here. You rock the message all through the year. Say what is the message? Love is the message. Say what is the message? Love is the message. Come alive.
Now gather around and listen to me. You heard the band called DBG. Now's the time and we are here to rock you, cause we just don't care. We rock you north, we rock you south. We help you turn this party out. But if you're feeling sick and kinda ill, smoke two spliffs and take a chill pill with the good music inside your mind. It'll help us keep you satisfied. It's like a cool day, a hot summer breeze. I rock to the rhythm, everybody freeze. Just like fly through the air with the greatest of ease. And rock the house for the young ladies. Just like getting in a fight with the grizzly bear. I'm falling in love and having an affair. Yes, music is the thing we all adore. It makes you wanna beg for more and more. It makes you sing, it makes you dance. It puts you in the mood for a little romance. So dance with me, I dance with you, or you can dance with a friend. But I'm Chili T, Grandmaster MC, and I'm killing once again. Check it out, I'm listed in the dictionary. My voice you can't resist, and my rhymes, they're the best of all times. And they go a little something like this. I say here we are, and this is a fact. We rocking the message back to back. The message is a jam we holler for. It makes Brooklyn get on the floor. It makes us dance all through the night till the sun comes up, but till the shining bright. She go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's DDG, just come alive.
Once again, I'm the S-T-E-V-I-E. You can't forget, yes, the letter G. Cause the S is for when, yes, I shop the house. The T is a when, I'm turning it out. The E is a every living thing I do. I'm a guarantee to rock you. The V, of course, yes, is very good. Then I do my job like I should. The I is for my incredible voice. It was given to me by the people's choice. And the other E is everybody shop the party. Yeah, everybody shop the party. And the G, you see, yes, it stands alone. Cause I'm damn good on the mic. Microphone.
Who to come see Chili T and Stevie G? What you gonna do when the party's through?
Get a girl to go home with you. It's on it, on it, on it, on. Like hot butter on, say what? The popcorn.
The pop not hot, the butter not me. Somebody add my name,
Chili T.
Say you don't care if I'm the one. All you wanna do is have some fun. So hip hop, Scooby Doo. All we wanna do is freak with you. Say what is the message?
Brooklyn, rock the house.
Big time,
drive, socialize, clean out your ears and open your eyes. Pay at the door to get on in, to listen to my voice again and again. Say close your eyes and open your mind to the ways and thoughts of mankind. So long ago were the days, you know, when you couldn't get the rhythm in stereo. A man with knowledge, a man with taste, he came along, he had some bass, he had some highs and he had some lows, and this is how the story goes.
Not long ago, and I want you to know, man invented the stereo, a new creation of communication to all the people in the nation. Blacks, white, Puerto Rican, Japanese, and even Chinese. Everybody was pleased by the things they play and the things they say. People listen every day, and after this day, you can hear them say, music is the only way. It's for the happy, it's for the sad. Now you know, it's not that bad. There's some that's fast, there's some that's slow, but when I'm on the mic, this is what I know. You walk down the street and what do you hear? Music everywhere, because music is a thing that I can't resist. So when I hear music, I say a little something like this. Now if it comes to the day that the blind could see and the deaf could hear, then vote me, the man of the year, cause then I rock on the mic. Yes, I rock to please all, so come on fly girls, let's have a ball. Cause here I am, alive and well, rocking to the rhythm, hoping you can tell. Rocking to the rhythm of the music man, rocking to the rhythm till you understand. Here I am, cool as can be, the man is me, I'm Stevie G. Rocking the message back to back, guaranteed, because we got it like that. Cause the time is now, the time is here, you rock the message all through the year. Say what is the message?
Love is the message.
Say what is the message?
Love is the message.
Brooklyn, rock the house. Bronxville, rock the house. Bed-Stuy, rock the house. Bushwick, rock the house. Crown Heights, rock the house. East New York, rock the house. Flatbush, rock the house. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, Chili T, make the crowd come alive.
Now standing on the corner, yes, all alone. Along come a female with a microphone. She put the mic into my can. She said, I rock this mic, make the people understand. I rock the mic each and every day. The females and the fellas rocking all the way. You see, I'm known for rocking, cause I rock very well. Ask DVD, I rock the hell. Too hot to burn, cold to freeze. A little bit of music, maestro, please just clap your hands and come with me and listen to the rhythm of Chili T. C. Go hip hop, I get it, but here get it, hip hip hop, did it, get it, but hop, did the ball, the bang, the bang, 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 bang,